Tune in to Embodied Solidarities, 3CR's broadcast for International Day of People with Disability. On 3rd of December, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, we'll feature local to global solidarity discussions, music and art. For details, visit 3cr.org.au/Disability Day 2024.
Airwaves Access.
Connecting community.
Through Inclusive Radio.
Today's episode has been supported by Valid. Valid is a not-for-profit organisation advocating to improve outcomes for individuals with intellectual and cognitive disability. They are actively seeking ways to make communities more inclusive and accessible through their In This Together initiative. To learn more, visit valid.org.au. Well, welcome everybody to the show. Today I'd like to introduce my co-producers, Joe and Ellie.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
So, Joe, International Day, it's really got some legs at the moment. It's getting bigger and bigger each year, and seeing lots more stuff done out in the community. Even in my own community, we're supporting the day with a few little music and a bit of knowledge and learning. And, yeah, what's happening in your community?
Look, I hear what you're saying, Frank, and I feel the same. There's a sort of little tingle around a special day like the International Day of Disability, because you hear of other people's stories, you hear the stories before you hear of their disability. In fact, you just see them as the person without the shadow. They're kind of like your friends out there, all these other folks just like you and me,
yep,
bouncing along in life.
What about you, Ellie? What do you think?
I think International Day of Persons with Disabilities is fantastic. We get to show everyone what we can do.
Yeah, so true. It's important to get that information out there that disability doesn't mean you can't do anything. It's just you do things differently.
Exactly.
I mean, I support my community. I volunteer a lot. I do some classes. I'm teaching other disabled people.
I think it's like having a zigzag life. You have to think about the whole day ahead, turn left, turn right, find out the train timetable, not muck it up, don't lose your wallet, and sort of zigzag your way through the day.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. And also, you know, having a plan and getting connected in your community is a great thing. Just seeing what's out there, connecting with the right groups, you know, harvest that ability to connect with disabled people in the community, with able-bodied people that can help spread the word, who are empathetic to disability and can see the capabilities, not the disabilities.
That's beautiful, Frank. I try to be honest with people like shopkeepers,
yeah,
but I keep it down to 60 seconds. I'll say, you know, what my little deal is, and then just move on with my regular business. So it all just smooths together. How are you going, Ali? How's it going down there in far off Western Victoria?
It's pretty nice out here. Got some boy cows in the paddocks at the moment.
The theme of our half-hour show today is solidarity, and that's fitting in with the whole day. So we're in solidarity with the other folks you'll hear on the radio today. I got to think about what I mean by solidarity, because it starts with the one person, and then it's whoever you invite into your space or whoever invites you into their space. And 1 + 1 = 11 if you're lucky, because that's the multiplier effect of feeling solid.
And, you know, just getting a couple of people together, that solidarity, the feeling of trust, the feeling of being able to get things done in numbers is a great feeling. You know, you get a few disabled people together, we can change things, you know, in the community. We can change things for ourselves. But it's about connecting with those people and getting a group together. Well, sure, we all have differences, but we're the same in many ways. There's different disabilities out there. There's intellectual, there's physical, there's mental, all sorts of disabilities out there. But if we all get in together and focus on the one thing, we can make a huge change in people's perception of what disability is.
Beautifully said, Frank. I feel solid just chatting to you, Frank, and hearing from you. It's just a special feeling.
Yeah, and solidarity is having people in your, you know, in your circle that have your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Like-minded people, different ideas that you can throw around and stuff to get to the same goal.
And often people are too scared to take that step on their own. But when you get a group together that are after a common cause, it can make a huge difference in the community and to people's lives.
You know, that's got me thinking. How do you kind of increase your solidarity? Is it like you make more friends or better quality people? Is it like you cut out the weeds of your life? How does it work, do you reckon?
I think it's connecting more with people, Joe. There are a lot of people out there who don't have a voice, who don't know what's possible if they stand up and speak. But if they're too scared to speak, if they get a group together, two or three friends, it can start the ball rolling. And I think it's so important to connect with everybody at so many levels. I mean, I've got friends with intellectual disabilities, friends that are nonverbal, you know, and we connect in different ways. But it's so important to make that connection.
So what sort of things do you kind of get up to? Do you go to the footy or just chat?
I have a group of spina bifida friends whom I've known for 20 years, and we discuss things at luncheon events. We talk online on Facebook, in those sorts of things about issues. We'll often talk about, you know, how someone is treated or perceived out in public sometimes, you know. Often you'll get people, you know, if I'm out with somebody, for instance, and I'm with an able-bodied person, sometimes staff in a shop won't address me.
So shopping in groups. Sounds like kangaroos on the paddock.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the
way to get fed in a way, because if you're a kangaroo by yourself, it's a lonely thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And, you know, I think we just have to stand up and speak and say, you know, this is what we want. This is what we need to do. And I think if you can get all those people together that maybe don't have a voice and just say to them, you know, it's okay, you have a voice, and we work on one thing, and then we can get stuff done. I was able to collaborate with my community house over something I perceived wrong.
Yeah.
And we took on the council.
Good on you.
And we won.
How long did it take you to win, do you reckon?
It took me about 3 months.
Mm.
Because the council's opinion was it meets compliance, it meets universal design. And I said to them, well, yes, universal design is 95%. Well, what about the other 5% that doesn't work for? How about them? Because I'm telling you, as a lived experience person, I'm 57 years old, and I've been to countless places and used countless things in other locations, and I'm telling you, this doesn't work for me. And I've spoken up, and I got together with my community, and we changed it.
That's fantastic.
You know, and it was a great feeling to do it.
So that's solidarity.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yep. Working as a team to get stuff done.
Airwaves Access.
You're tuned into Embodied Solidarities, 3CR Community Radio's 2024 Disability Day broadcast, 3cr.org.au, 3CR Digital, 855 AM on your dial.
Welcome back. This next segment is supported by valid.org.au and the community development team at Valid. So let's look into our next subject.
Which is a fantastic piece of music. We've got a special guest from Valid, our best friend, David Hanson. How are you going, David?
Hi there, everyone. Thanks for having me on the airwaves.
You've been quite an inspirational person to us as you've led us through a month and a half songwriting process, and we came up with a beautiful song, which is just a fantastic anthem for International Day of Disability.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It was a nice process. I'm glad to hear that. This stemmed from the community development work at Valid. We're looking to empower people, build capacity, open up solidarity between the mainstream and individuals with disability. And we like to do fun things along the way, don't we?
Yep.
We like to, they don't want to get stuck behind it. You don't want to get stuck behind a desk too long. So a fantastic songwriter came in our networks, Charles Jenkins, who was a song's best friend, really. He's a lovely guy, great songwriter. And for 6 weeks, he took us on a journey of learning a bit about songwriting and writing lyrics as well. What makes a good lyric? How you can weave in themes at the start that get resolved or maybe unresolved at the end, and all these kinds of cool things. And he really did nurture the groundwork for song structure and lyric writing. And within his process, we all sort of pitched in our own songs and we wrote a song together. So we had a song each that we wrote the lyrics for, and then this one here, the I Am More song, which we all threw in some lyrics for. So that was written by, the lyrics were written by Ellie, Joe, myself, and Charles. We all threw in some words there. How did you find that side of things, coming up with the words, throwing in ideas?
Well, it was really quite an embedded message. It was only after we'd written our own songs and found some common ground that we realized what we were talking about was I Am More. In fact, the subliminal message is the same as the overt message. I am more when I make friends with someone. I am more when I get to know Frank. I am more when I get to know Ellie. It's that I am more concept that's so central to the disability sector. It's really a groovy thing, and it really is true, because you feel I am more. You feel more as a person when you do step out of your own little world and shake the hand of someone else, or just do that little thing.
That's right. Because of you, I'm more. It was a great line. It's a great line. It really resonated with all of us, didn't it? I think when we came up with that line, we all kind of went, yep, I think that's the one we're going to run with.
Definitely.
Yeah. How did you find that process, Ellie? And what does the song mean to you?
I reckon it means like, I am more because, you know, I am, because of you, I am more. It's like if you've got a support worker who takes you somewhere where you wouldn't normally be able to go, and, you know, they let you be you, yeah, and, you know, and family, they're helpful. They can help you be more than what you feel you are.
So we worked away at this for a few weeks, and I'm just wondering, you went into a final bit of production, and I'm just wondering where the song is at, whether it's been released, or this really is the premiere, I guess.
Yeah, so we recorded the song with Charles that you were all there for. He did a great job on guitar. And we've put down, I guess you'd call them kind of bed tracks or placeholder tracks with the lead vocals. And we are working with the High Street Bells Choir, who are going to do the choir bits. So we're going to have this big epic choir bit. But the version we'll play for you today kind of has synth choir versions in it, because we couldn't quite get that recorded in time for International Day broadcast, but we wanted to share it with you anyway. And it has an arrangement. We're very lucky to get Doug Robertson in to do the arrangement, which you'll hear sort of the strings and all these cool music swells and bits in the background.
Let's put a penny in the jukebox.
There's much to do, much to discuss. Tell me this as we wait for the bus. There's beauty in all of us. Because of you, I am more.
More than labels from science books. Pay no mind to those funny looks. When with you, I'm off the hook. Because of you, I am more.
Waves crash and winds whip up a swell. In the noise I can still hear bird calls.
Through darkness, stars like candle flames light the trail. Driftwood on the distant shore, a sailing shoe
roots from the forest floor. I know it now, I cannot ignore. Because of you, I am more. Fall on you and me, golden beams shine across the sea.
I feel free to be me
because of you. I am more because of you. I am more because of you. I am more. Because of you, I am more. I am more. I am more. I am
more. What an amazing song that was, David.
Yeah, it really warms you up, doesn't it, that song?
It does. Beautiful lyrics, yeah.
And thanks to David and the fancy producers. It really,
really nice, yeah.
Took it to another level. And Ali's beautiful singing. I love the sense of a duet.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that there's a male and a female, two people sharing a moment.
Yeah, it's great. Really nice.
Yeah, thank you, folks. So we're very proud to share that with the community. We have a choir who will perform it for its first live performance at the Having a Say conference in January next year.
Wow, okay.
In Geelong, that Valid are running. And that will be sung by folks from All Aboard who have their own choir, All Aboard Disability Services out there in Torquay, who are currently learning the song. So that'll be exciting. And we can't wait to put our finishing touches on it and have it ready.
You're listening to Embodied Solidarities, 3CR's Disability Day broadcast, 8:55 a.m. on your radio.
You know, that's such a beautiful song we just heard, but another moving song was produced by Ali, and it is called Desire to Aspire, and it's almost heartbreaking in its beauty. Ali, tell us about how you put it together.
I had a bit of help, but basically my message was that I want to be able to love like other people do, because I feel sometimes just because I've got a disability that I'm less than everybody else. So that was part of my message was, yeah, I do desire to be that I can love like other people can.
Oh, that's just unbelievable. Let's hear the song, hey? That'll be good.
Though battered and bruised, my tattered heart made it through. I desire to aspire to love. Watch them love like other people are. I desire to aspire to love, drawn to love like a moth drawn to the light. Desire to aspire to love. I may aspire to love. that the world I know is falling apart. A desire to aspire to love. Run the way we get like a pro surfer. A desire to aspire to love. I can make it on my own. I'm walking out that door. Desire to aspire to love. Feeling good enough. I'm worthy of such love. A desire to aspire to love. I desire to aspire to love. I desire to aspire to love.
Oh, Ali, that is just such a beautiful song. I think that's just got to be one of the top songs to come out of Australia this year. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel today hearing it again?
Yeah, I feel good. It's good to hear it. It came out really well.
Does it make you feel stronger?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you deserve all of that.
I feel like it's given me a voice.
Yeah. I think you've given a lot of people a voice with that song. It's really something.
I think people will be able to relate.
Airwaves Access.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ali, and now I'm going to introduce Joe, who's quite a poet person. He writes really good poetry. Like myself, I like poetry too. So, Joe, what inspired you to write the poem?
You know, what I do is I often feel different in my head. So I write a poem as a form of medicine, non-medical medicine. And I just start writing down my feelings, tapping out on my iPhone as simple kind of phrases. And those phrases turn into a beat like a dance. And I listen to my inner voice and continue the poem. And I get a sense of a traffic light coming up, flashing red. And I close down the end of the poem. And that's exactly how I do it. Black Kangaroo, which you're going to hear. Take of it what you may. Hope you enjoy it. Frank's going to read it, which is very generous of you. Thanks, Ali.
Black Kangaroo by Joe Pascoe. Black kangaroo hopping through such swag. Shiny boots, white teeth, punchy punk, try me. See what happens to you. Black kangaroo, smarter than you. Ready to do you. I'm Muhammad Ali, Charlie Perkins, and a kid you don't know yet. Future girl, future boy, woman, man, look into my eyes, what do you see? Deep anger, sweet hope, the old people, children to come, all there in a black kangaroo.
Yep, that's the story of how it's going to be, I think.
What a beautiful read that is, Joe. Thank you for letting me read that.
Very well written.
Well, that's solidarity.
Hopefully in the future, all our worlds will meet up together.
Joe, would you like me to read Australia?
Oh, that broadens it out a bit, doesn't it? That includes everybody in this one. Let's see how that sounds today.
Okay, great, Joe. Australia, who are you? A brown autumn leaf in Melbourne. Cold water off Hobart. Heat in Litchfield National Park. Nude beach, crocodile squint. Lady in a doorway. Man dying in a hospital. Children peddling plastic trikes. Cop in a leather jacket, kind dogs, proud cats, TVs, mobile phones, and a train hoots. We are not sure. Our leaders are okay, mostly trying to sway us. Still the great conversation, still a big paddock. I cannot see it all, though I have been in many kitchens, made some money, and spent it too. a glass kangaroo, through which we view. So much on view, impossible yet probable, you carry us on your back. Fabulous, Joe. That's an amazing poem. That one, I love it.
It's all yours, Frank.
It's amazing. Great poem.
I was writing this bunch of poems for a book which I had the working title of as Glass Kangaroo, and it was in that whole year before the referendum happened, and there was so much Indigenous discussion, and I could just tell that the whole thing was going to shatter because there was a lack of unity around the idea of the voice.
Mm.
And so I just started writing my humble works from an everyday point of view. So the whole collection's called Glass Kangaroo, and it's from Jindara Press. And there's a little kangaroo that pops up about every 10, 15 pages with something different to say.
And can we buy this book?
You can buy this book. That's right. Santa will put it in your sack if you go to, if you just Google Glass Kangaroo by Joe Pascoe, it'll take you to one of the universal platforms for buying books. It's about $27. But honestly,
poetry
is there for everyone.
Ellie, I was very privileged to receive my personal authorised copy of The Glass Kangaroo from Joe himself today. And that's my Christmas present, and I'm going to cherish that and have a good read.
Thank you, Frank.
So have you got any other poetry that you're working on at the moment, Jay?
Well, I've been writing a whole lot of poems about food. That could be about the time of day or the time of year. So I wrote one about tofu yesterday. You know, that mysterious sort of spongy stuff here in the Japanese restaurants. It's like eating a bit of philosophy, I thought. It's kind of requires dedication, but it's pretty easy to do it with chopsticks because you just jab it, stick it in the sauce, open your mouth, pop it in.
I hear it's pretty good fried too, Joe.
Right. Oh, that's too much for me. So I just enjoyed it very much. Then my daughter cooked a chocolate mud cake, and I just went into this whole reverie about how I enjoyed the mud cake. You know, it's just delicious. Then she came home and she yelled at me for eating a piece of a cake. And I thought, oh, God, isn't that the truth of the matter?
Ah, never mind.
I clung to the memory of it all.
Thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a great day to celebrate International Day of Disability, and thank our supporters, 3CR Melbourne, and of course valid.org.au, who are great supporters of this project. Remember, you have a voice. Just connect with someone,
yep,
and you are more than you think you are.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think that's a big one, that one. You're definitely more than you think you are.
What a great way to end 2024 and open the door on 2025. Thank you, Valid.
Yep.
And thanks, 3CR.
And we'll catch you in the near future in another segment soon.
Earwaves Access.